a legendary sports columnist and a good friend as well, Joe Biddle, joining us. Joe, we appreciate you, buddy, as always. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's been a long time, ballpark, so let's get going.
I love it. Hey Joe, certainly really sad news last night when we found out that John Ward, legendary longtime voice of the Tennessee Vols, passing away at the age of 88. And I was sharing some stories earlier growing up in North Alabama. You could still hear the Tennessee broadcast down there. And so you don't have to be a fan of the Tennessee Vols to appreciate what John Ward meant to the Vol Nation. And even working inside sports, numerous times had the opportunity to be around John as well. And I know personally you were not only a associate from a professional standpoint, but you also had the personal friendship as well.
Yeah, we did. He was an unusual guy, very astute in what he was doing, and he did it well as anybody, at least in Tennessee, has ever done it. And I don't think that I was looking at a list of guys from the SEC that have gone on to the high on that mountain. And there's, boy, you can name, I mean, it's unbelievable. But John Ward will have his place right in there with him. And I was saddened to hear that he was gone. I didn't know he was 88. I knew he was there. He had a couple of us up to play golf at his country club. His home was on the country club, Fox Den, I believe, and couldn't be more gracious. He said, "You guys go out and play. I'm going to dabble in the garden here." He loved a garden, and boy, he had one that would knock your socks off. I'm sure he was an envy of all the gardeners in where he was living, that part of Knoxville. And he got out at the right time, I think. I know a lot of people thought he should keep going, but I think he did it on his own. He knew what he was doing. And he was, he started as their broadcaster when he was still a student and undergraduate at the University of Tennessee. And that's how long he was in there. And sometimes you just have to admit you need to give it up. And I think he timed it at the right place. I think the rest of his life he was happy. He was doing things. He owned an advertising agency that was very profitable. And he was just a guy you wanted to be around. You wanted to hear. You wanted to talk to him. And if you didn't know him, you'd think he was kind of standoffish at times. But if you knew him, he was genuine. And I'm sorry to hear him gone, but all of us have to go. None of us going to get out of this alive. And, I look at some of the others just in the SEC, Larry Munson, Georgia. He was an icon in the state of Georgia, very, very much so. And one of the best games I've ever heard called was I was coming back from Mississippi State game, and I had one of those rental cars that you could pick up Georgia broadcast, and they were playing Tennessee, and Tennessee got ahead early in the game, and at halftime it was something like don't count me in on this, about 30-7 or 30-10. And they come back out, and Georgia gets hot, and they tied it up, and they went ahead. And Munson, he just was in pain. I thought they were going to have to call an ambulance for him. He says, "My God, where did 31-7 go?" I was laughing all the way across the state of Mississippi at a Georgia-Tennessee game, and John Ward. John Ward. I think he kind of liked Munson's delivery. Not many people could do that. That voice is, it's like kind of Keith Jackson. You turned it on and heard Keith Jackson, you knew it was Keith Jackson. Same thing with Munson, and same thing with John Ward. And the thing is, he knew and liked broadcasting basketball just as much as he did football. And he was, they would go to games. He had some people he didn't like to drive. He had some people that would, his buddies would drive him, and they would stay overnight and then drive back the next day. And he did that to the SEC meetings and bowl games and everything else. And he's going to be sorely missed. I mean, and it's sad that people growing up today, the young kids here, you know, I don't even think they know who John Ward was or Larry Munson in Georgia or anything like that. They've got to rely on their parents or their grandparents to pull out some tapes and so they could listen to them.
Well, to paint the picture a little bit better is the fact that until the 80s, if you recall, you know, you could only, if you're a Tennessee or Alabama or USC or whatever you're talking about, you could only appear on TV, what, five times in a two-year period of time, not counting bowl games. And yeah. So back then, I mean, now every game, you can see every game on television. I don't care if it's against one of those, you know, buy a W wins on your schedule, whatever the case may be. But in the time that John Ward started calling football games and basketball games for Tennessee during that stretch in the 60s, 70s, 80s, for the most part, if you weren't at the game, then you had to listen to the games on the radio because all the games were not on the television.
Yeah, radio sales were brisk during those days. If you didn't have one or two, three radios in your house, you weren't going to get very far as getting games. Like that. It's not like it is today, like you mentioned. There's a game on every channel on TV, on the radio. I don't even know if people have radios anymore. But it's a thing that I think it'll never been duplicated. I mean, you look up and down, who's gone? And they're not coming back. Kaywood Ledford of Kentucky, great basketball, football. Keith Jackson, network, he's dead. He was 89. Otis Boggs, some people don't know that. I was in Florida, and he was the Florida Gator guy from 1940 to 1981. And you know, in Alabama, John Forney,
right.
Doug Layton, some Eli Gold in there, Auburn, Jim Fife, died early, too early. And Mississippi State, I thought we were going to have to take Jack Crystal to the Vanderbilt hospital one night. He was climbing up those steps to the press box in basketball over at Memorial Gym, and he was old then. He came up there, and, man, I thought he was going to pass out. And I said, I don't know what we got to do with him. But he recovered and smoked all the time. You could smoke in press boxes then. Unfortunately, because I had to take some of that smoke, but it's a new era now, and I think the old one. I just hope that people have saved enough tapes. There's a tape out there of Ward, I think, during games, basketball. He, you know, a guy will shoot from out there and pot him, and then he just. And all of them, they just threw their soul into it, and that you just could feel it. And I think that I'm not sure that people like that are going to exist anymore.
You know, one thing that stood out, I was reading the bio and the release about his passing, and one thing that really stood out to me, in 94, he and his wife Barbara gave a $2 million gift to Tennessee, mm-hmm. and it was, at the time, the largest gift ever made to the athletic department, and that really stood out. Plus, the fact that his final game, as far as calling Tennessee football, they knocked off my alma mater for the national championship at the end of 98. In your talks and conversations with John before we let you go, what did Tennessee mean to John Ward?
Oh, I think it was beside his wife, probably. And it was number one. I mean, he's just like you say, he was there and people knew him. They loved him. I don't know anybody. And the ones that succeed him are going to have a tough time. And I think they found that out. But you'll never see another John Ward on the Tennessee broadcast.
28-time recipient of the Tennessee Sportscaster of the Year Award. 28
Woo.
times. And then also in the mid-70s, in 1976, he was named the best college announcer in the country. But 28 times the Tennessee Sportscaster of the Year.
I can't even count that high.
Well, I understand. Hey, Joe, thank you for taking time out with us and sharing some of your stories. We appreciate you, buddy.
Always a pleasure.
And always congratulations on all your honors. It's not every day
Well,
you get to talk to a Hall of Famer now.
They won't get me very far, but I sure enjoyed it. I don't know how I got into the state Tennessee State Hall of Fame. I think the board, when they went out to lunch to vote, they must have had a few too many drinks on there when they got to me. And I think I slipped in the back door.
So they were in a
But
jovial
anyway.
mood. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, I
Yes.
got you. Joe, give my best to your family. Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.